Thank you, Richard. We have our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. £1.7 million of sewer works are set to bring disruption to a busy city road. A market home fragrance pop-up even has a scent for football fans, and Norfolk County Council urge people to be careful as more new scams emerge. Norwich Market's latest pop-up store specialises in everything Norfolk and even offers an unusual scent that football fans will be keen on. If candles, wax melts, cards and totes are your thing, then For the Love of Norfolk will be for you. Karen Williams from Cossey has been making candles for 3 years and said it was always her dream to open her own shop. She is currently working from one of the City Council's pop-up stalls on the market, stall number 36, selling sustainable handmade items from local artists, including local artwork, prints and photographs. There are little information cards explaining the link with Norfolk in a fun way.
A leading travel magazine has named Norwich and two other Norfolk locations on the shortlist of its 2024 National Awards. The Group Leisure and Travel Awards recognise the best providers, attractions and destinations for groups as chosen by the magazine's readers. This year, Norwich was named one of six shortlisted finalists in the Best UK Destination category, along with the Thursford Christmas Spectacular for the Best Christmas Experience and Potter's Resorts for the Best Accommodation for Groups. The Best UK Destination category is defined as a location offering an unforgettable trip that continues to impress with its variety of attractions, accommodation, dining options and transport links. Norwich will be competing against last year's winners, the Isle of Wight, along with Leicester and Leicestershire, London, Wiltshire and York. The 2024 awards dinner and ceremony will take place on June the 27th at the Royal Garden Hotel in Kensington, London.
A city road will be disrupted during the next few months as improvement works to Sproston's sewer network are completed. Anglian Water will start work this month on a project to reline more than 530 metres of sewer pipe in Blue Boar Lane in what the company says will ensure that customers in Norwich can continue to use their taps and flush their toilets for years to come. A temporary pipe will be placed above the road and in the grassland opposite Millard Way to divert the sewage away from the damaged section of the sewer and allow people to use their water as usual, while also maintaining access. To install the above ground pipe, Blue Boar Lane will be closed on Monday, April the 22nd and Tuesday, April the 23rd, and then there will be traffic lights until May the 3rd. Between April the 2nd and July the 19th, there will be no on-road parking in Blue Boar Lane, and from April the 23rd until the completion of the project, there will be a footpath closure in place.
There was a large emergency services presence in Norwich after people reported being concerned for the welfare of a man. Three fire appliances, five ambulances and an air ambulance were sent to Helsdon Road. The fire service also sent out its rescue boat, with the road between the Mull Pit Estate and Helsdon having a bridge which crosses the Wensum. The man was rescued and transported to hospital via road ambulance for further assessment and care.
Norfolk County Council has urged people to be careful as more new scams emerge. Fake emails from the DVLA. Norfolk County Council is warning people about emails claiming to be from the DVLA. One recent example said, "Our records show that you are not up to date with your current vehicle tax, and this is your last, V11, reminder from us. The email went on to claim, your vehicle is not permitted to legally be on the road. Online surveys to receive high-value items. Emails have been circulating which claim that you have been chosen to receive a high-value item in exchange for completing an online survey. The emails are styled to look like they come from legitimate companies and contain a link to the survey. Recent examples of prizes have included a Yeti backpack from Tesco's, a DeWalt tool trolley from B&Q, an Estee Lauder Blockbuster gift set from Boots, a Swan Home security camera system from Currys, a mystery box from Screwfix, a Ninja air fryer from Sainsbury's. The links take users to a fake version of the company's website and ask for their personal and financial details as part of the process to claim the non-existent prizes. Automated telephone calls from Visa. Norfolk County Council received more reports of people receiving automated cold calls claiming to be from Visa. The caller will say there has been suspicious or unauthorised transactions of several hundred pounds from the user's account to online retailers such as Amazon or Apple. The recording then asks the recipient to press a number and interact with the call to accept the charges, or to be put through to the Visa fraud team. What to do if you think someone is trying to scam you? If you believe someone has tried to scam you with a fake telephone call, email or text, you can call the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on 0808 223 1133. You can forward suspicious emails to the National Cyber Security Centre by forwarding them to report@phishing.com. That's with a PH, .gov.uk. Well, it's time for Bridget and me to say goodbye and hand over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.